Rover, and beginning the visit with Cookie this Monday after supper, the 18th of September, 72, with Rick. Channel 1 over, beginning the visit with Cookie this Monday after supper, the 18th of September, 72. Channel 1 over, beginning the visit with Cookie and Rick this Monday after supper, the 18th of September, 72. Channel 1 over, beginning the visit with Cookie and with Rick this Monday after supper, the 18th of September, 72.
Okay. That way I wouldn't have to say I can get back Saturday night.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It is warm out there. Inside.
And it's too far for me to drive early Sunday, Saturday morning to take the chance on catching them. I like to be there at 8 o'clock when they start around.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what happened to you, buddy?
Are you interested in that view?
God, that's cute.
Well, that's a handsome animal, isn't it?
That's a good mule.
Yes.
That's a good mule.
That's the cutest mule I ever saw in my life. Why, she perked her ears up.
I got everything to make a garden with, too. Got the plow,
yeah.
The cultivator.
Right.
I got the... planter, fertilized spreader. I got it all. I got a total of 7 pieces of equipment with that mule.
Oh, really? What'd that burn? They went out of business.
I bought him out. Lock, stock, and barrel. I got 8 bales of hay and 5 bags of corn to go pick up yet.
To go with the mule.
To go with the mule. I bought him out.
Well, now that mule looks like she's in her prime.
Well, I say she is, but he says she's 28 years old.
Well, I'll be darned. Well, I'll be darned. Well, she looks like a child. She looked like a schoolboy compared with Hugh Bay Humphrey, doesn't she?
That's just what I was saying.
She, her teeth don't show it.
Really?
Her teeth don't show it.
Yeah.
She shows in the teens. Her teeth is like that.
Yeah.
Now when they get above a horse, when they get above 21, their teeth starts cupping out. Straightening out like that.
Yeah.
But now hers is still curved. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not spread out like that.
She just couldn't be doing it.
Now whether a mule's mouth and a horse's mouth is the same or not, I don't know.
Well, he ought to know. His mule.
He said she was born and raised in McIntosh, and he'd owned her all her life, and she's 28 years old. And he had her tied up in the yard with a dog chain. So help me God. He had no place to keep her. He lost everything he had. When he lost his daddy, he lost everything he had. His daddy held him, I guess, from what I got. I just putting it together the way he talked, that his daddy held things together. Then his stepmother's to come in and his sister come in and set him out, and he had no place to keep nothing.
Well, I'm telling you, the heirs can really change things fast, Cookie.
And he sells, boils peanuts and sells them for his living. And he just couldn't boil and sell enough peanuts to make that $60 truck payment, and he had to have $60. I had it, and he had the mule and the rig, and we just did some trading.
Yeah.
And corn and hay.
I got 8 bales of hay, and he said between 4 and 5 bags of corn. He said she'll eat ear corn yet, too.
Yeah.
Ear corn, she'll eat it. Well, she can't be That old mule, she can't be too old or she couldn't eat ear corn.
She's sure. No, she couldn't.
Yeah. Well, whoever thought anybody around McIntosh would have a mule that had that he raised?
Well, Melvin Mack said that he raised that mule right here in McIntosh.
I never heard of Melvin Mack.
But she's my mule. I've got a receipt where I paid cash money. She's my mule.
Yeah.
If she dies tonight, well, I can still sell the equipment and come out.
Do you get a receipt these days? You didn't always.
No. Things got too tricky in the horse trading business now, buddy.
Oh, really?
Yes, my fella. There's been too many horses being stole.
Oh, I see. And then you got a receipt, it'll tell where you got it.
That's right. You get a bill of sale for that animal.
How do you know?
Yes, sir.
Times do change. Yes, sir.
Like that old boy up yonder at the... I'm from West Virginia. When I bought that horse up there, I said, give me a bill of sale on that horse so I can get him across the state line. You don't have to have a bill of sale. I said, yeah, well, give me my money back then. I want a bill of sale on that horse.
Yeah. Wasn't I able to get it to you?
No, he was entitled to give me a bill of sale.
Yeah, you
gotta
get down here to the line, they might
want to
know where
who's
horse.
Absolutely. Well, when I took him to the vet up there, well, I'd have to show proof of ownership.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Even been here, yeah.
When you take him out of the state, yes,
oh,
sir.
Yeah.
I have to tell him where that horse is going. They put the time down there right then. They put the present time down to the minute. And where I'm taking that horse and approximately what time I expect to get in there.
And don't you have to have a health certificate?
That's right.
Yeah, you have to.
Melvin Mack.
Do I know him?
He's in McIntosh.
What's he do?
Boils and sells peanuts for a living.
Since his dad died.
How'd you know him, Cookie?
Well, here's one of his renters. Well, my sister rented a house to this boy that works in a lodgeway. Well, this boy had an old car that he wanted to sell. Wouldn't run very good. And Frank called me up home Saturday morning. Said, Daddy, come down here. He said, there's a boy down here who got a car he wants to sell for $20. And it's running. I said, okay, I've got to go to Gainesville, so I'll be down in a few minutes. Well, I got in a Cadillac and come down to the station over there. And I looked at the old car. I asked him, now, what are you going to do with the car, Frank? Daddy, he said it's got two tires on the front that we can sell. It's got a generator, and a new generator, and a new voltage regulator on it. And a new carburetor. He said, there's about $50 worth right there. I said, oh, okay. I looked around it. I asked him, I said, now, do you just tell me what you want for it? He said, I want $20. I said, give me a bill of sale on it, and I'll give you the money. I had to take him home, see? And he had a mule tied up in the yard.
Oh.
I said, say, you want to sell that mule? And he said, the mule don't belong to me, but it belongs to Mr. Mack right down the road here. He said, he wants to sell it. I said, "Well, is he home?" He said, "I don't know, but we'll go see." Went down and he wasn't home. I said, "Well, will you see him this evening or in the morning, Juan?" "Yes, sir." He said, "I'll see him. I'll make an appointment if you want to buy a mule." I said, "Yeah, I want to buy a mule. If the price is right." "Well, he's wanting to sell him awful bad," he said. "He got the plows and the harness. He got it all. The whole works. Ready to hook up and start plowing the garden." I said, "Well, you tell him to come up to the station about 9 o'clock in the morning and tell my boy what he wants for that mule." Well, he come up to the station at 9 o'clock. Frank called me. That was yesterday morning. Frank called me. "Said, Daddy, that man down here about that mule." I said, "Well, put him on the phone and let me talk to him." Well, he told me what all he had. He said, "I want $75 for it." I said, "I'll come down and look at the mule at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. I mean, this afternoon." He said, "All right." So at 2 o'clock, I pulled up in his driveway. He said, "You want to go look at the mule?" I said, "No, I didn't look at the mule. I said, I want to see the plow." Well, he went and showed me the rig. Had a brand new collar, 18-inch collar. And good set of trace chains and hanging, that's all he had. And then we went down and looked at the plows and everything. I told him, I said, "Now look here. I said, I'll give you $50 for the whole outfit. Take it away now." "No, sir," he said, "I'll tell you." He said, "I've got to have $60 to make a payment on my truck, or I'm going to lose it." He said, "I was hoping that you would come down here and offer me $60. He said, "I sold it to you just so quick you wouldn't know what happened." I said, "Well, give me a bill of sale on the mule and the plows and everything, and I'll give you $60. I gave him $300 bills, and he gave me a bill of sale. We went down last night and loaded up all that junk. And it's all done legal. It's my mule." He said, "You know," he said, "I paid $14 to get that mule to get a shot last spring. He paid $14 to give that mule a shot."
Frank had this saddle on him.
Yeah. He's a good riding mule.
I tell you, the old mules used to ride good, especially after you'd followed them all day, didn't they?
Yes, my fella, they felt awful good to set upon that old bony back and ride them in the barn.
Well, let me tell you what I did. I went over there to the Dodge to take the papers, let them send them in.
Yeah.
I left my briefcase over there. Well, wasn't a soul there. Wasn't a soul there. Wasn't a light on. Well, the cars were there, and I knew something was happening. I heard these little boys. Them little boys are just, they are unhappy now. There's not anybody up the house, you see, and then they're just now beginning to feel that pinch on them, you see. They've been spoiled like this. You know, Cookie, these other places around here aren't cool like these fence rows around here, where all this moisture is. They haven't got a single fence over there that you'd want to sit down on yourself. Now that's the truth. You've been around. These
don't
fence
rows.
Gosh, you can't get along without some shade for cattle.
Yes, and you want moisture.
Yeah.
You see, every field they got here, they got moisture about. Well, I walked in the kitchen, turned on the light, and it's just like a furnace or an oven.
God.
Oh, it was like an oven, see. And I looked at my little stiff kits and I took the wrong one. The ones I discarded, I took over there. But anyhow, I went on out there and had those doors, and I tried talking a little bit. Why, they wouldn't even speak to me.
They're mad at you.
Oh, they are mad at me.
Yeah.
No, sir. Well, then I saw what they were doing. I pretty well knew what they were doing. They were finishing up the hay with the lights on the tractor. And when I went on down the lane, they was right there at the gate, so I stopped and talked to them a minute. And there Miss Dodd was, you see, with nothing on from here on down, you know.
Yeah.
And just swarmed with mosquitoes. Too much for me. I've been scratching ever since. Mr. Dodd said he had got in 109 bills today. Well, let me tell you. And then I stopped over Miss Guthrie's, and they had just got in. He had his clothes on and was shuffling around there. There was something on the stove, and she was still in the tub. And it was hot as an oven. And they had got in 173 bills. Well, yesterday I saw Mr. Dodd's hay for the first time since he got that fluffer. It's just like a different crop of hay. It's all just as moist and as juicy and as you can smell it. And it used to be just dried out, you know.
Yeah. What's he got? That Pangola?
That Pangola. Now he's got some of the new stuff planted, but that's what he's getting now. And you know, one of his bales is shameful how much is in a bale. And a dollar in the field. And that's cheaper than you can do it yourself, cooking.
Yeah. I got to buy some hay.
If you had something to haul with, you could go by there. You can find out what afternoons he's hauling, you see, and just pick it up. You can haul it a ton at a time.
I got a pickup running.
Well, you see, that stuff will last you. That's good. I wouldn't hesitate at all to buy that.
Over there.
But the kind he's been having, I didn't count.
Wonder when you'll have some more to go in.
I don't know, but you on his line, you can ask him. The
guy came home and said it was that really was hay he'd buy.
Oh, it's nice, juicy hay.
Well, I'll get some.
I don't particularly like Pangola hay, but it's, you know, they gotta eat something.
Yeah.
And it's good. Pangola.
Well, see, I got a little man at home I have to buy feed for.
Yeah.
See, I have to buy hay for him. I'm buying hay for him right now.
Well, you better buy this. You better stock up on this if you're gonna get it to keep an animal.
And then these horses down here, I got to get some for them. Oh, later, I don't know what to do with her. I may sell old babe.
Well, she's such a nice horse. I've seen her knock the fire out of those horses. I'm telling you. Ooh. Oh, she can just pound on them.
But,
She hits them right, and that's it.
I get my other horse, Mate Rowdy, down here. I don't know. I tell you though, she's awful good with the kids. I mean, the kids can just waller all over her.
Both of them. Yeah.
Just waller all over her. Crawl up her legs. It don't make no difference to her.
Better than they can Rowdy.
Yeah, Rowdy, he's kind of nippy, you know. And old babe, I mean, they can just waller all over her. Just as many can get on her can sit there.
Yeah.
I hate to get rid of her.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, she's too pretty. You know, I put out some more fertilizer down there, and I had miscued on that. That they've been eating dirt. They've been down there on the sand. All that interior part there. And I didn't realize it caught me. And they had that grazed down. I don't know if it's been fertilized way back then.
It's like I told Faye, I come out of the hospital and I've had all this insurance mess on my back.
Oh yeah.
And I had to come up with some money, and there wasn't but one way for me to get it. I had to go trading.
Yeah.
I made it. Golly, I made it.
Can you get your
insurance? I made $500 in the past 2 weeks. Clear money.
Yeah. Trading. Well, now I missed your fellow yesterday. Where'd he come from?
His wife works with Helen over at Sunland Training Center.
Why don't they live together? Oh, but she doesn't work at night shift.
She works a night shift.
Why
don't
they get together?
They've just known each other since I started taking Helen to work, see, since I come out of the hospital.
Oh.
And I pick her up and take her to work along with Helen. Of course, she lives right on the road.
Yeah.
And then they've got so nice that if I don't feel like taking Helen to work, well, he'll come and get Helen and take her to work, see.
Well, it worked out really good.
Yeah.
So now Friday night when I go to Tampa, I don't have to worry about Helen getting to work and back, see. Because he'll pick her up, take her to work, and then bring her back home the next morning, see. All the way to Hawthorne, from Gainesville to Hawthorne.
Yeah.
Oh, they live in Gainesville?
They live in
Gainesville.
Oh, my God. And this, their daughter knows Mr. Pearson's daughter up here, goes to school with her, see.
Yeah.
And their daughter comes down here to Mr. Pearson's, playing the swimming pool.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I told him, I said, well, you're just in spitting distance from my trailer. So when they came down to pick up Susie yesterday evening, well, they just whipped around through the brush and come on down there. I stayed by God at 9:10 last night.
Sunday night.
Yeah. Of course, she had to go to work last night. So.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. So that's the first time you run into him.
Yeah. He's a nice fellow though.
Yeah.
Really.
Tell.
Yeah. He works for the state, and he's a guard for the Rayford Prison.
Well, he's welcome to that.
Yes, my brother, he can have it. I wouldn't want it. I'd work straight for a living before I'd work at a job like that.
Yeah, you got stinkers enough outside of prison without having to go inside.
Yeah. Well, I better go see what Frank and Ader's doing.
Well, I'll tell you, yes, it's, I'm trying to get this ground shaped. Oh, I have let things run down.
That's like we was talking a while ago. I've got to have something to do now. Since the insurance West got me, I can't work two jobs.
Yeah.
I've got to put my time in someplace. I can't just go home and sit down and look at the four bare walls. I'm not that away. What about do you want to plant some rye at this winter?
I'll tell you, I saw Robert Williams, and he's the one who told me where to go away those calves over there at Franklin's Mill. And I said to him, I wish you had a couple of rigs so you could get around. Why, he says, we can't keep one going. You can't make anything. Now, let me tell you what he said. Maybe you can find out a little about it. He said the price was just the same as it always was, $2.50 an acre. And he couldn't run it for that. something wrong with a tire, and he spent all day on that tire. You know how you can do, too, on those big tires. If you don't have the equipment to work with them. And he said, well, I said, just work for the hour. He says, it's too much competition. Well, you see, I didn't know about any competition. Did you? He's the only one I know. I wish I knew somebody. Like old Frank McCray used to do, you know. He'd come on his way home. He'd stop here and six, 5, or 10 agents did the same thing about it. And damn, when you got to get out there and do it yourself with an old rig, it ain't much count. It and it's so slow. That way, you see. And he just goes over it once, the scoundrel. Yes, sir.
But you see, that'd give me something to do. Keep me occupied. I got to have something to do.
Yeah.
You tell me where you want it put, and we'll start putting.
Well,
I'll do it myself now. I mean, I'll do it myself. You won't have to bother with it.
I don't know how this fresh grass, after you cultivate that stuff, but they just can't get enough of that. But that old grass has been there 3 or 4 years, or 6 or 8 years. They just don't care for that.
No, it's old, it's tough. It ain't got, it's not young and tender.
Even if you cut it off, it's still not young and tender.
No. You got to break them roots and let it start back again.
Yes. Well, now this fellow over here says, these big people here, these big cattlemen, says, you don't need to do all that. Says, all you need to do is keep the fertilizer on it. And get enough cows on it to graze it. But, I haven't had that. I haven't done that, you see. I haven't put enough fertilizer on it, and I haven't got enough cows to graze it. So, but this fresh stuff that comes in, they just stay there all the time.
Yeah. And you know, you was talking the other day when I was down here about your cows looking so good. That old cow looking so the fresh and the bright.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's done.
Yeah.
That fresh grass, that's what's done.
Yeah.
Well, this winter, if we have a frost, 2 or 3 frost, you ain't gonna have no grass at all.
No.
And if you had 5 or 10 acres of rye, let them go too, where they stay looking shiny all winter long.
Well, now you see this pasture right here next to you, or this side,
yeah.
I don't need to do that.
So. Yeah.
And I'm just waiting a little later. That's ready to go.
Just turn it under and sow grass in it, sow rye in it.
Yes, sir.
Turn your cows in on it, let them pulverize it down there and smooth it down. And yeah. Let it come back up again. You got.
Well, let me tell you, Cookie, it's a losing proposition doing it yourself. You need one of them A-frames. Somebody with a tractor big enough to pull one of them A-frames and with a planter on it. And you see, you can think about something else. And you can't do that with what we've got.
I don't want to think about nothing else. I'm trying to get something to occupy me about 2 or 3 weeks of my time here to where I won't finish going crazy.
Well,
there's
plenty to do without so you finish going crazy. But the biggest thing would be to find somebody who can custom that rye. Because they can do it better than we can. Way on it. And there's still plenty to do. God Almighty. fetches, you know, they just... No, I can't turn these little heavens out. I got to keep them in the corral. They're losing weight all the time, right there, see. They can go through with these.
Never can see the thing over there, and I'll tell you something else. I can get on that tractor, and I can work that tractor.
Yeah.
But getting out here digging a post hole, and toting posts, they ain't gonna let me do that for a while. You know what I mean? On account of pulling these muscles and tubes back here.
Yeah.
But I can get on that tractor and drive it.
Well, now, don't tell me that. That tractor will shake you up. It shakes you up. Well, anyhow, I don't expect to find anyone or two to do it custom.
I don't know of anybody. I don't think Jack McRae's got a rig like that.
Well, let me tell you. He never done anything
it was worth doing
anyhow.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't know whether he could do it worth a nickel or not.
Yeah. It's a shame some people have to make a living. Because every time he makes
Well, I got to go. See what Frank's doing. Where he's at. See if him and Ada's made it very far.
You aren't leaving light to hit. Well, I'm telling you, them old houses I stepped into were sure like an oven. And just like this one, you see.
Yeah.
And the mosquitoes run in.
Yeah, man. The mosquitoes got next to me. Well, I'll probably see you tomorrow.
Say he don't want a light.
You think not?
He said.
He just said he doesn't, and I know he doesn't. He's an old view himself, you see.
We've got people that eat. I had all the tails on it here, all the while. I tried to move it on here. Look.
I got interested. I'm sorry. I wouldn't eat it.
That's right. It
was, you know.
And you see that, what came out after the guy came in on that meal?
It was he just gave us some tidbit.
Yeah.
And when he came in, he put the whole thing out.
He wasn't giving out though. And I tried. And Rick, before Rick came up, but it was obvious that he wasn't about to leave until he told me. He wasn't about to leave.
They had the whole thing put together. That was just.
It was something. It was something. I had to leave. Because it was so funny. You know, really, what he wanted, what he tried to get me to say, he knows he doesn't deal with me. Put that mule in that.
He can put the mule in there if he wants to.
Yes.
All I'm saying is, babe will kill it.
I said, you know, it's your mule. He said, well, he thought he'd just let him be around the trailer down there. He thought he'd leave him down by the trailer. But he wanted me to, wanted us to stay there. Yeah, that's the thing to do. So. All I said was he's your mule, Cookie.
But I'm scared. I'm scared. It's like a snake that baby.
But it sure came.
But with other horses. But like he said, you know, babe with the children, you know,
that's
take
right.
care.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And
mm-hmm.
Rowdy is the one that
uh-huh.
bothers
uh-huh.
the children.
Uh-huh.
Rowdy will bite them.
Yeah.
Bite me too.
But you see, he went into all a little bit, just a little tidbit. Right there. Hello? Yes. Jeremy?
Did you all get some? Yeah. Well, I tell you, you can if you can get off. Now, it just depends on what it's handed for you to get off. If it's not handed for you to get off, I've got to get you those slips anyhow. You know. I've got a little over here, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, that's it. You can't live around them, just leave them a note. And if you want to get off, but don't get off unless you want to, Charlie. Well, now we'll be here in the morning. No, I didn't need it. I just didn't get back to town. I was going to town today, but I worked on the corral. I'm trying to get the corral to see if I can get the bed out here. He's going to come with the morning. Yes, and with that burned old. If runway wouldn't hold a cow. Yeah. Yes. Well, I tell you, if you get over here in the morning, all right. If you don't, I'll come on over there. But don't push yourself. You understand that? I rattled her door. Oh, is that what she's doing?
I don't believe
it. Oh, yes, they can do that anywhere. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it was right there in front of me. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I heard the boys down the room. Down the hall there, and I rattled on the door, but they didn't open it. Well, you sure have got some pretty hair. That fluff is doing the work, isn't it? Well, that's right, it sure are. But look how much it's saved.
You have the titles, and that should be the whole thing.
They're good solid bales. Did you ever get that?
Because he had to, because of all won't let him have.
Yes,
one
I sure
one
try. That's right.
Oh,
that's right.
So
yes, you know it.
Frank can have it, and he can have it, but one God and one trust. Now he'll have somebody do it. But he'll get the cars and pass them
through.
Now here we are, all the things you know that he can work out, but he works for us this time.
No, that's right.
And
that's
more.
A good outing. That's better than a whole lot better.
It's not a matter of morals, I know. It's just doing it.
Yeah.
It's not.
I don't.
What's that? Oh, Cookie and his feelings. They didn't come out. He didn't buy quite as much when he told you as when he told us. He also had 8 bales of hay and 4 bags of corn.
Yeah.
When he bought. But that didn't come up when he told the story.
With all the tales that Cookie talked that he's done out there in the yard.
Now, see, you're sitting way over there, Faye, and your voice is down in the back of your head. And you can sit up at the table like I'm sitting and like Rick's sitting, but you don't seem to be able to do that.
Well, I was, I signed off. I went in yonder, and then I came back just to think of that. I just never heard him hold back as much.
Yeah.
And then just dribble it.
Yeah.
When it suited him.
Yeah. He didn't know I was coming back.
No. But he wasn't about to leave. He kept saying he had to see you. Now, one thing he didn't bring up was those heifers. He's got his vet money. He's got his disability money coming. Any day he's expecting a check for $700. Any day.
Yes.
He wants to see you about them heifers. He wants to put that $700 in Carol.
Yes.
I said, out there, I said, because, you know, the trouble with them, they have to be fed.
Yeah.
He'd already told me I needed that mule.
Yeah.
And a car.
He had a car in mind for me.
Yeah.
And I said, that's when I said, that mule, he said, because of the children. I said, I can't feed anything, can't feed my own horses. He said, well, that mule didn't have to be fed. Then when he said those calves, I said, they had to be fed, because he said, yes, he knew he had 8 acres over there. And when he got his truck, the old truck he's got, he's going down to Latham. Because he'd trade them for a farm all tractor. I just never heard anything.
No, it's
all this talking. I never heard it.
Yeah. It's just fabulous.
I looked out the window. Rick went down. He's in a big look
now,
at
now, why don't you get off where and talk down the well?
I looked down. Gosh! I looked out the window. I was standing there at the sink. And I thought, Rick had said, I'm going out to see how wet Loopy is. And I thought to myself, well, he sure saddled her up and went down the road in a hurry, and I didn't know it. It was the quickest saddling up I ever heard of. And I saw this thing come up the lane in a truck. The next thing I knew, Cookie was at the back door, and he said, anybody home? I got something to show you. Franklin on that needle. And you know how he just sits back and just waits for you to say something.
Yeah.
Okay, I never saw such a mule. I tell you, I never did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She points her ears like a young mule.
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't sink in the neck.
Yeah.
She ain't sway back.
Yeah.
Just a few gray hairs about her.
You rode her.
And she'll trot.
Yeah.
And they were very civil. Franklin invited me to ride Ada.
Yeah.
And if the mosquitoes hadn't been bad, and I had on any, it was dark by that time almost. I had on these shorts. I sure rode Ada.
Yeah.
But everything came out just like it did in Ab. It was as slow, it was as paced as slow. And he was full. He was new scram. But he wasn't going to tell you where he got her. I mean, how he happened to know until I said, how'd you ever get onto it? And he went into it.
Yeah.
That's right. He would hardly say a word to us. He would hardly say a word.
Mm-hmm. He said, now, Faye, I've got to have about 6 hours of work. He said, I'm on up at the university. But I can't take a second job. Don't put in all this, you know how he does that. Satan. Got me a mule. I've always wanted me a mule. I know where there's two others.
That's right.
Two more.
Not only that, it says they're selling them for $480 in Valdosta, Georgia. A mule. And the two he's got his mind on are better than Nader. $480.
Yeah.
So what he's figuring is next spring, the black folk will want a mule to plow with. And that's what he's going to sell them.
Yeah.
Why, he says they just go crazy.
Go crazy.
For a mule.
For a mule. Can't find
a mule. Can't find a mule.
That's all they need, a mule. That's all they need.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
You know, it came out that Marvin worked up that seed bed over there for Alice Clover and the like.
Mm-hmm.
He cuts it with his hammer, say. Don't you remember that came out?
Yeah.
That's not a seed bed. Even more than that, the hair won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You just sort of pulverize it on top. Mm-hmm. If you got a cutting hair, an A-frame hair, it'll do anything, but not seed like mine.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't care if you just set a block on it, it still won't do much. You can make a... You see, it'll swing towards the front, and you can put all the weight on those front scalloped discs, and that'll cut a little bit. But you got to cut both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You got one of them got to cut this way, and the other got to cut this way.
Right.
You see. If you put them all down on the ground, it won't cut. It won't go in.
Yeah.
Not unless you've already got your ground pulverized. That's not what we were talking about today. So, see, I'm telling you, they were coming out of the field over there with the light of that tractor, and they stopped. I stopped at the gate. We stopped and talked. And Shirley, you know, this bear from here on down sitting up there on a block of hay. Mosquitoes was swarms of mosquitoes, and they just looked like they were just ready to sit around and talk a while. I'm the one that said, well, now you'd better get in.
When Cookie was out here at first by one of the first things he said to me was, well, Franklin, better get started. You're going to ride Ada all the way to Hawthorne tonight. I said, Hawthorne? He said, I ain't got any place to keep her but over there. I knew he'd see. I didn't know what had gone. I said, well, Hawthorne's a long way. Well, he said, I ain't got any other place to keep her.
You can put the mule anywhere wants to, but I've seen that horse.
Well, he knows that. But the thing, but
you know, he don't care.
Yeah.
He'd put him in there with him.
Yeah.
That's the thing about
just
it.
Just like Johnny Fletchcock used to do.
Yeah.
We'd go up there and see those horses, and they'd have a hoof print on the on the flank.
But what he was working...
Limping.
Yeah. But what he
He'd
was...
He'd buy a new horse and put it in there, you see.
Yeah.
And That's what they find it out.
But you see, the way he was talking, he was talking out loud there, and he said, "Well, before it was all over, he said, well, just put me down there in the trailer, and tomorrow I'll have my racks up." But you know, anything you can get by with.
But I tell you, guy,
it just think now there he was with a mule. A mule story. A mule that something happened with Cookie.
Yeah. Something
it's
happened.
Not uninteresting.
Yeah.
Here he is half dead.
Yeah.
And he can find a mule that beautiful.
Yeah.
I could look
and
all
tell you about it.
All month and I couldn't find a mule, much less couldn't tell you about it.
Yeah.
And things just happened to Cookie.
Yeah. Everywhere you go, something happens.
It sure makes a lot of people seem
that's
dull.
Right.
We've put up with his lies for 5 years. On
you know, it tickles me. And what you're saying there about people postponing the time he bought the mule, he doesn't know what he's going to do with it.
Yeah.
Anybody else say, well, let me think about it. He said, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
How much do you want for it?
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't know what to do with it. Oh. Well, it doesn't bother him.
Doesn't bother him. He knows he can do something. And if she drops dead tonight, he's got enough equipment
right
to come out on it. And he's got that, his lawyer, he's got that insurance set up. He put Frank's name first. He said Frank doesn't make but $130 a month. I guess that's from the university. Whatever else he makes, he doesn't have to show, you know. And they have to allow him $20 a week to live. So it comes out that Franklin will pay $60 a month on this $8,400 debt.
Yeah.
For the rest of his life.
Yeah.
But Cookie says it eased him out a little bit. Eased Cookie. He said, I'll help him. You know? That law.
You know, I'd hate for Cookie to have to pay it, but I wouldn't. It wouldn't make a darn difference to me. If Frankie could work, for the rest of his life.
He might sober him up. Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have sense enough to drive down the lane without speeding.
He still drives hard.
Yeah.
Even last night when he came up in that truck.
Oosh.
I'll tell you, just that little bit.
Of course, the rear end was just full. Oh, wait a minute. He came up in the truck and picked up all the kids and Cookie and went over to get the mule. I didn't want to ride along with him.
I couldn't hire him either.
Said, I'll stay behind.
Yeah.
Didn't talk. They took off. Cookie brought the truck back and it was just full of that stuff.
You see, this is what wears you out. You think, well, I'm going to cut off. I'm not going to get in on this. Put an X on the calendar. You rode a mule.
It's around 900. Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over on 900. The end of visit with Cookie. This Monday after supper, the 18th of September 72. Channel 1 over, around 900, and the end of visit with Cookie, and a little talk of Rick's afterwards, 18th of Monday, the 18th of September 72.
Knock the whole damn thing off. You don't want in it.